It cannot be overstated. We are in the throes of a nasty week of winter weather. Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency because of the ongoing winter storm and the dangerous wind chills that will blanket the state the rest of the week. We're going to talk about the weather, but some more importantly, how to stay warm and safe. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're getting hit with the coldest air we've had in 5 years. Wind chill values are expected to be less than 35 degrees below zero at times. How are you coping with this cold? Are you concerned about getting frostbite because you work outdoors? Do you work in the ER? Are you bracing for more patients with exposure? 800-642-1234. Join the conversation by email at ideas@wpr.org. Let's bring in two guests. Maijer Mua is the 211 Director and Community Impact Associate for Housing for United Way of Marathon County. Maijer, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
And Emily Kenny is the Program Director of Coordinated Entry at Impact for the Milwaukee Continuum of Care. Emily, thanks for being here.
Sure. Good morning.
Well, Maijer, starting with you, tell us where you are, where these warming shelters are, and what they are.
I am located in Wausau, so central part of Wisconsin, and as part of our work, we work closely with the emergency management offices in our region, as well as the Marathon County Health Department, to ensure that there are access points to getting information about warming sites. And so I should first begin with making just a distinguish warming sites from warming shelters, in that there are warming sites that are available in Marathon County, and it may be true for other parts of the state, in which individuals and families who may be seeking temporary shelter from the cold can go to a public location or to an office and be in a warm place for a couple of hours. And then there are warming shelters that operate as homeless shelters that may be open 24/7 or may have limited hours, and their target population is individuals and families that are experiencing homelessness, and they may have nowhere else to go during this frigid cold weather. So to ensure that people have an idea or know what resources are available, whether they're homeless or just needing temporary shelter, it's really important to either reach out to their county emergency management office or 211 to get that information.
And Emily, let's bring you into the conversation now. From where you are, where are the warming sites, the warming shelters? What are the resources where you are?
Yes, so I am in Milwaukee County, and all year long we have emergency shelters that are open for people experiencing homelessness. But then when in the wintertime, we have additional warming rooms that come on site. And those are groups that run things during the day. Like, we have a day shelter that also opens its doors at night. And then we have churches that step up and volunteer to open up their doors at night. And so those warming rooms are sprinkled throughout the county. And then we have groups that open up additional warming centers during the day. Salvation Army is the biggest one that does that. So we open up the warming rooms in December, so December 1st, and they're usually open at 20 degrees or below, and then they close around March 31st when things are warming up.
Do you see that they're being used? Are they at capacity, or is there still room?
So we do have some space available, and we've got, thankfully, volunteers coming on every week, it seems, to open up their doors. So, but they are fuller than usual because it is cold, and we're seeing people go inside that in the past maybe haven't, and said, yes, I'm going to stick out this winter.
Meijer, how do you reach people who really need to use these spaces? How are you getting the word out?
We have, in terms of our partnership with local emergency management offices, they've been releasing media releases to ensure that the information is disseminated and shared with the public. And then what we do on our end is that is if people are looking for a warming site or a homeless shelter to stay during the week, they can dial 211. And because of our partnership with our local emergency management offices, we have the information readily available to provide it to them. So those are the ways that we've been those have been the ways that we've been operating in terms of getting the information out to the public.
We're talking about warming sites, warming shelters with Meijer Mua. She is the 2-in-1 director and community impact associate for housing for the United Way of Marathon County. Emily Kenny is here as well, program director of coordinated entry at Impact for the Milwaukee Continuum of Care. You can join this conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you ever relied on a warming site, a warming center in your community to get through a cold spell of weather? What did this service mean to you? Do you volunteer or work for a warming shelter where you live? What have you seen when it comes to the needs of people using these spaces? 800-642-1234 is the number to call in to share your experience. Emily, this is part of a larger conversation about housing needs, and some of the people using these warming shelters are homeless or struggling with a housing crisis. How is this part of the challenge that we face when it comes to adequate and affordable housing?
Yeah, so thank you for that question. Most of my job focuses on helping people get into permanent housing, which is really the solution to homelessness. So we need warming centers, we need emergency shelters, we need places where people can go when they have an emergency and they don't have a place to live tonight. But the broader conversation and the broader solution is to make sure that people have access to safe, stable, and affordable housing, regardless of background or income, so that we make sure that people are indoors and can work on the things that we all need to work on, like employment and figuring out how you're a part of the broader community. Those kinds of things can only happen when you're inside housing. And so while it's certainly on people's minds a lot, when it's cold that there are people who are homeless, it's something that we're working year-round to make sure that there is adequate, affordable housing for everyone.
How do you think Milwaukee is doing in the area of affordable housing, and what are you seeing?
So in 2015, Milwaukee County, the county exec, launched what was called the Chronic Initiative, which was a plan with extra funding put toward housing people who are chronically homeless, which is a HUD definition that someone has been literally homeless in the shelter on the street for more than a year. And since that initiative was launched, we have reduced homelessness. So our point-in-time count, which is an annual count of people who are experiencing literal homelessness, has gone down from about 1,400 in 2015 to around 800 in our last count in 2018.
That's significant.
So we have, significantly reduced homelessness. We still have a long ways to go, and we recognize that this is a subset of the entire population. We need to make sure that we have solutions for anyone experiencing homelessness, regardless of how long that has been. But we have the blueprint for how to do that, which is to have housing first, wrap services around that person once they're in affordable housing to make sure that they don't become homeless again.
Meijer, what do you see in your community when it comes to homelessness? Because you just conducted the national point-in-time count.
That's correct. Similar to Milwaukee, we do have an issue related to homelessness, but certainly it's at a different scale. And last week we conducted our point in time count, and 6 individuals were identified as living out in the environment during that overnight count. And it's not to provide us an accurate count of how many individuals who are actually homeless, but it provides us with a snapshot of what homelessness looks like, offering us another perspective to understand what the issue looks like in our community. Comparing January 2019 count number to 2018, we identified 2 more individuals. So in 2018 of January, 4 individuals were counted compared to 6 this year.
And these point in time surveys, you really fan out there and go to as many places as possible to get an accurate count?
Correct. So United Way of Marathon County facilitates, coordinates the Housing and Homelessness Coalition, which is comprised of volunteers, for-profit, nonprofit entities. And volunteers were grouped into teams of 4, and they were given designated areas within the Wausau greater area and the greater Wausau area to canvas and to see if they run into anybody who is homeless. And so we tried to broaden the geographical area in which we canvass. Of course, rural areas are a bit more challenging in that being able to identify which specific areas would work for us to send volunteers versus the metropolitan area in which we're more familiar as to where individuals might be spending the night or living out in the environment.
We're talking about warming sites, warming shelters. Maija Mua is the 2-1-1 director and community impact associate for United Way of Marathon County. Emily Kenny stays with us as well from Impact for the Milwaukee Continuum of Care. You can join in. We'll be back to the conversation in a minute on the Ideas Network.
In WPR weather, a wind chill warning goes into effect tonight through Thursday at noon. Partly to mostly cloudy today, windy, scattered flurries, highs from 0 to the low single digits with wind chills of 30 to 50 below 0 late in the day. Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, some flurries, windy and dangerously cold, highs from the negative teens to the negative single digits and wind chills of 40 to 50 below 0. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we check in on the health of Wisconsin's economy in 2019 and look at what sectors may be particularly exposed to economic headwinds like the trade war. That's coming up on the Ideas Network after 7. You're with us on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. How are you getting by in this extreme cold? Are you concerned about paying your heating bill? Have you used a warming center? The last polar vortex to hit the U.S. was 5 years ago. We're finding out how to cope with this Arctic wave that has wrapped the upper Midwest in numbing cold this week. Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can go ahead and email ideas at WPR.org. Maija Mua is the 2-1-1 Director and Community Impact Associate for Housing for United Way of Marathon County. Emily Kenny is with us as well, Program Director of Coordinated Entry at Impact for the Milwaukee Continuum of Care. Emily, when talking about these warming sites and warming shelters, are they an ability, an inroads, if you will, to talk with people you may not be able to see otherwise during the year and be able to get them additional services during this time?
Absolutely, yes. So we have street outreach teams that are going out every night of the week all year long, but it is difficult to engage with somebody fully when you're, you know, under a bridge or, you know, in a place that is not confidential, and it might be cold or it might be really hot. So being inside a warming room gives an indoor place to sit down and have a broader, longer conversation about what the person's service needs are, what they want for housing, and then to fill out paperwork and get applications going. So when the warming rooms are open, we have outreach workers, and Coordinated Entry has some
some team members that go to the warming rooms as well to engage with people, either in the evening when people come in or in the morning after they wake up to have those conversations.
Mijer, what kind of work is being done in the community where you are to make sure that we're getting everyone that is at risk for being outside during this cold, and because rural areas are more of a challenge?
Correct. Absolutely. And for this part of the region of Marathon County, the warming sites and our warming shelter are located in the Wausau area. And so it does present that challenge for those who are in the rural areas who may be needing temporary or long-term shelter from the cold or to be in a safe place. That said, the Wausau Warming Center, which runs out of the Wausau Catholic Charities office, they have extended their hours from today until, I believe, tomorrow, in which anybody can stop by at the warming center for a few hours to stay warm. However, they're targeting individuals who are homeless. And similar to what Emily had shared, one of the benefits of having people go to these warming sites or warming shelters is that they may be bringing their stories with them in which they haven't shared with anybody. And so this provides an opportunity for advocates to work with individuals and get to the heart of why they are there in the first place. Is it because their heater stopped working and they just needed a temporary place, or that they were in a bad relationship and now they don't have a place to stay? And the warming center staff are able to do an assessment and get them connected with local resources and get them into permanent housing if needed. If they need winter clothing, there's winter clothing available, as well as food and other types of resources to ensure that they are in the best place possible before they leave, or as they remain in the warming shelter, that they are being tend to and that their needs are being met to the best of the ability of the staff at the center.
I want to ask both of you this question. Emily, I'll start with you. What donations are needed? What volunteerism is needed at this time? How can people help?
Yeah, so there are two main components to keeping a warming room open. The first is that these are sites that are not usually open for 24 hours. And so with this increase, there's an increase in need for funding to pay for things that we might not think of, like the water bill goes up and heat bill. But then also volunteers to help out the staff. So there are staff at each site, but then volunteers to help with, you know, getting meals on the table and showers going and things like that. And so the United Way for Milwaukee County and Waukesha counties has a fundraising page through HandUp. So if you go to handup.org and then /campaigns/UWGMWC, so United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha Counties, you can donate. And then if you're interested in volunteering on the city, county, Milwaukee Continuum of Care page, there's information about each warming room, so you can contact them directly to find out how to volunteer.
And that link will be on our website, by the way. You can find it on the morning show page on WPR.org. Mijer, going back to you, when you look at the needs at the Wausau Warming Center, how can people help?
What they are needing right now, what the Warming Center in Wausau is needing right now, are volunteers to help staff during the extended hours in which the center will be opened. They are also seeking food donations ranging from breakfast foods to lunch items to snacks. And for those who are more fortunate, in which we have a home to return to, as I would encourage, as people are out shopping, getting ready for the frigid
cold weather is to maybe purchase a couple cans of food or a couple boxes of granola bars and drop them off at their homeless shelter. It may also be good to call in advance to see what specific needs they may have as you make your way out to the grocery store, so that you can also help to ensure that those who are at the warming shelters are getting the basic necessities needed.
Meijer, if there isn't a warming shelter in someone's area, what do you suggest they consider if they need a warm and safe place to go? What are some examples of those places?
Yeah, for communities that may not have an established warming center, if they have a grocery store that may be open 24/7, or maybe even a hospital, in the northern part of the region in which we serve, such as Oneida and Violet, there are grocery stores and hospitals, even in Marathon County, public libraries in which they are opening their doors to serve as a warm place for those who need shelter temporarily.
Emily, what are you watching for in the coming days, and what is your toughest challenge right now?
Well, so right now, it is, as you can imagine, we're just trying to make sure that everybody gets indoors. We have teams of volunteers and outreach workers offering to get people rides to places indoors where they can stay warm. And so all of our focus right now is on keeping people safe and alive while it is this cold. And then we hope to continue to have those larger conversations about housing so that we don't have anybody outside, regardless of weather, and that they can be indoors and working on being the best person that they can be, which is something that housing provides.
Well, certainly this weather is an inroads to talking about housing because of this frigid temperature and the awareness of homelessness.
Yes.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Meijer Mua is the 211 Director and Community Impact Associate for Housing for United Way of Marathon County. We also spoke with Emily Kenny. She's Program Director of Coordinated Entry at Impact for the Milwaukee Continuum of Care. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This conversation is on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.